Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Times, which has a rather ominous photograph on the front page of a woman watching a plume of smoke rising from an oil storage facility following airstrikes by the US and Israeli forces in Iran. It's a really spooky photograph. The headline, Iranian leader orders military to keep Strait of Hormuz closed. Iran's supreme leader issued a defiant statement yesterday directing the military to continue blocking the vital oil shipping route and calling for its neighbours to close US military bases used to attack Iran. Interesting, this statement from the new leader, the supreme leader, not on camera, no audio, just a statement read out by a newsreader on state television. So some are wondering whether this person, the son of the old Ayatollah, is actually alive or in good health. There's certainly question marks over it, because you would imagine you'd want to go on camera if you're the new supreme leader, but for some reason he did not. Irish Times also on the front page says homeless children could be sleeping on Dublin streets as authorities face an acute emergency accommodation crisis. And this isn't a warning from a rival politician or an opposition politician. This is actually a warning from the director of the Dublin Region Homeless Executive, who says children could end up sleeping on the streets. The picture is stark for family homelessness in 2026, according to Mary Hayes, as her team is struggling to source enough emergency accommodation to meet growing demand. I did notice this morning, first of all, it's absolutely bitter out with that wind chill. It's only about 1 or 2 degrees. It's freezing, but I noticed a number of people sleeping in tents on my drive in this morning, and you're hard to go out to them because it's a Baltic night, and now we could have children sleeping on the streets as well. Irish Daily Mail, TDs rail against defence spending secrecy. Politicians have warned they've no mechanism to scrutinise the biggest purchase of military hardware in the history of the state. The Irish Independent, Children's Health Ireland is trying to recover more than €1.1 million in payroll overpayments made to staff. This is according to the hospital group's latest financial statements. The Irish Sun, rest easy, little man. It's a photograph of a little boy killed in that accident at a Dublin car park. 3-year-old Noah Sikora struck by a car at Charlestown Shopping Centre on Wednesday morning. And they have a black and white photograph of 3-year-old Noah on the front of the Sun. Front of the Irish Examiner says the HSE is warning people this St. Patrick's Day weekend about pink powder, which apparently is doing the rounds, and you don't know what's in the pink powder. DJs have told of people collapsing in front of them in their DJ booths after taking pink powder over the last year. I heard of this in London at some festivals, didn't realise it had made its way over to Ireland. Inside the Irish Examiner, they're talking about food prices, and the price of staple products like cheese, butter, steak and white bread have all seen sharp rises in the last 12 months. And I suppose you're telling a priest his prayers with this story, because we all know that the cost of food is shooting up. So I see here that the sliced pan of white bread has gone up 3 cents. Sirloin steak has gone up 4 cents. Also, butter has gone up 3 cents. Cheddar cheese, 30 cents. The price of milk and potatoes has gone down, though. No mention of my mince, which I'm always banging on about. I was paying a fiver for mince, and now it's €8. Elsewhere in the papers, there's an interesting survey about how men show affection to their friends. This is in the Eye. And the most common way for men to show affection to their pals is to buy their mate a pint. This is all part of the Tell a Mate Why You Love Them campaign in the UK. Men said they show affection by buying them a pint. Then it's hugging them. Then it's fist bumping, putting an arm around them, a high five, saying I love you. And 7% of men give their male friends a kiss. And final story comes from the Mail. I would have thought this was the other way around, but mothers find it easier to deal with toddlers than their grown-up kids who live at home. They're calling in this survey their sons and daughters Generation Lazy, and mothers describe the difficulties they face every day with their grown-up children. We're talking things here like leaving the TV on when they go out, stealing the phone charger, not replacing the toilet roll when it runs out. 60% of 2,000 mothers surveyed say their older children don't do the chores like washing up, and a third of mothers feel their blood boil when asked what's for dinner by their sons and daughters in their 20s. Also, leaving the lights on in empty rooms annoys mothers. I thought that only annoyed dads, but apparently it annoys mams as well. Towels and dishes left everywhere, lights left on at all hours, and dirty trainers dumped at the front door. Two-thirds of mothers who have adult children who live at home feel that they live in student digs. More about that in the Mail. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.